For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm glad to have back in the fold former police officer Howard Wooldridge, who's now working as an education specialist in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C.
This is Howard Wooldridge, founding member of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Well, certainly on Capitol Hill, I've been meeting with staffers. I've met with most of the staffers whose members are on the House Judiciary Committee. The Democrats are excited for the possibility of moving some harm reduction measures forward. Republicans are all, of course, gloomy that some small dents will be made in the nation's policy of war on drugs or drug prohibition. But overall, there's an air of excitement and the possibility of change.
Are there any representatives, staffers that you could name?
No, Dean, it's best not to name names. Because especially in the early stages, you don't want too much to get out there too fast for political reasons. And although this is only my second rodeo, I've learned that sometimes it's best just to keep it quiet for as long as possible. One of my main proposals for 2007 for Congress and for also the legislature in Maryland, where I'm going to be doing some testifying, is an arrest-free 911 call for any alcohol or drug overdose. We want to say yes to life as opposed to the current policy, which is really pro-death.
You mentioned this is not your first rodeo. You did something similar in the state of Texas. And yet we find that the progress that was carved out is not being heeded, is not being paid attention to. As, for instance, the city of Houston is still sending hundreds of people to prison for less than a gram of drugs. Your thoughts, what would you like to relay?
Well, that, you know, in 2003, when I was engaged in my first rodeo there in Austin for 4.5 months, the legislature was wise enough to say, you know what, putting someone in prison at a cost of close to $30,000 a year at taxpayer expense because they possessed personal amounts, 1 gram or less of cocaine or heroin or meth or whatever, was just a horrendous waste, of course, of human lives, and secondly, taxpayer dollars. And thirdly, of course, police time. These people have a medical issue. They should be seeing a doctor in a clinic, certainly not a judge in a prison. And I'm disappointed that the judges in Texas have been slow to implement this new law and give these people the probation and treatment that the legislature said they should have. Call on the three levels. You don't want to pay it forward as a taxpayer. It's simply wrong as a human issue. And three, of course, it takes up so much police time to try to find these people who have a drug problem. So please, contact your state senators and state reps.
I urge the listeners to please call upon Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.